Short squeeze is on. Today, stock in Milwaukee-based headphones maker Koss is trading at just under $10 a share. That is down from a high point last week where it topped $18. Mm. So what? What is interesting about this? Despite being a company that I know and love, Eric, you and I both have probably multiple sets of Koss headphones.
You're wearing them right now.
In fact, right, for both professional and personal use. The stock, by most analysts' expectations, does not belong at $10, much less at $18. What does that mean? I know less about the markets probably than most people. But look at it this way. A stock is worth, I guess, whatever people are willing to pay for it. But traditionally, like last year, Koss trades in the area over the last year, $3 to $6 a share. So how is it up to 10 or even 18 late last week? It skyrocketed based on internet-fueled speculation and a guy online who goes by the name The Roaring Kitty. Koss, for whatever reason, has become one of these so-called meme stocks where day traders sort of pump up the price of a stock well beyond its probably legitimate value. I talked with Annex Wealth Management CEO Dave Spano about this phenomenon.
Well, what happened with Koss this past week is the famous guy who does this, his nickname is the Roaring Kitty, and he just put a microphone with a backdrop of an American flag. So a lot of investors, these day traders, took that to mean that it's going to be Koss and he's going to buy it on July 4th, and there we went.
It's really? All it took. This meme propelled that speculation, propelled buying around Independence Day, and it sent that stock that had been at about $4.50 a share to more than $18 a share.
Come on.
So if you do the math on that, let's say you invested $1,000, gets you at $4.50 a share or so. That gets you about 222 shares. You sell that at $18, you've made $4,000, or you have $4,000. So you've like quadrupled your money. Regardless of whether that's a sound investment, there is obviously money to be made there.
It's a form of gambling, in our opinion, because you have to have fundamentals. Whatever the company is, whatever widget company you want to buy into, do you have the sales, number one, and the profitability to support that stock? And, you know, Koss is a great company. We're glad they're a Milwaukee-based company, well-run. However, their sales and earnings don't represent the stock price that is put out there right now, Vince.
Dave Spano, again, Annex Wealth Management, host of Money Talk right here on WTMJ. So, you know, he said no issue with Koss. And again, it's nothing that they're doing. It's just all these folks who Spano says just treat the markets like a casino.
And they just happen to pick Koss this time?
Yeah, because of something they saw from the Roaring Kitty that thought maybe that would mean that the thing would go. And, you know, it just sort of fuels itself. And actually, we've seen this movie before with Koss. Early 2021, same type of thing happened. It went all the way to $64 that time. A stock that had been $2 to $3 a share went to $64. And then in a matter of days, plummeted back to earth, went down to like $14. So, you know, the whole trick is, you know, you buy low, you sell high, as they say. But Spano says it's not good for the markets, and it's certainly not good for long-term investment. But clearly there is money to be made there.
The famous guy who does this, his nickname is the Roaring Kitty.